let's just say I've got stuff to do. Yeah. So I'm just going to push the button. It's the news, according to me. It's Monday. It is. It's Monday. Mishmash Monday. Mishmash. It's a Mishmash Monday. It's April 20th, 8:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2026. I am your host, Kevin. I got a sinus thing kind of going on. This weather goes from 75 to 80 degrees down to 35 degrees in 24 hours, and it goes back up again. Weather, rain, wind, rain, weather, whatever it is. Weather, whatever it is. Kind of going nuts here, causing the heating system to go to the... We've got our air conditioner on one day and the heater on the next day. In the same day, actually, we had heater on and then an air conditioner on. It's just been crazy weather here. I don't know what it's supposed to do today. I haven't even looked. No use looking. It's just going to change. That's what they say in Indiana. If you don't like the weather, just stick around. It'll change. They say that everywhere, by the way. Every state I've ever been in, I've always heard people say that about, hey, you like the weather in Texas, just stick around. Now, other than Phoenix, Arizona, if you don't like the weather in Arizona, you can leave, because 364 days a year, this is what it does. I think it's supposed to get up in the 50s today, maybe 50. Oh, that looks like 51 is the high. It is going to be sunny, though, which makes a big difference. As long as the wind's not blowing too much, makes a big difference. Makes it feel like it's nicer out than it is. Freeze warning. We had a freeze warning last night. Last until 11 a.m. It's right now. It's 32 degrees outside. I just find that to be incredibly ridiculous. So let's see what it's supposed to do tomorrow. It's probably going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. We'll see what it's going to do here. Tuesday, 72 degrees tomorrow. 73 Wednesday, 76 on Thursday. And then drop back down to the 50s again by next Tuesday. By the way, I've got my schedule now for next month. There will be shows right up until, I guess the 6th, even the 7th. I think it's Thursday the 7th, I think it's of April. May. We're going to be continuing to have shows unless something happens that I take off and do some kind of camping trip or something or whatever happens with that. See what happens with that. But that won't even last long. I'm not sure if that'll be over a weekend or during the week. It's hard telling. It'll most likely be over a weekend. I was able to stay home this last week. I haven't been home over a weekend for a long time. It was good to do that. We went to church. We hardly ever go to Sunday. We have a Friday night group that we run with. Our home church is on a Friday night. Actually, got to go to that this last week, which is nice. Played a few of my new songs for them, and I think it went okay. I don't know. I think they were okay with it. Nobody gushed over them or anything. I handed out the CDs. I have, I went to this place called Disc Makers. They make these CDs. And I should have gotten the expedited service, which of course is $50 more. But I thought I was supposed to get them this week. And I looked back at the paperwork. It says they're not going to be shipped until the expected arrival sometime between the 27th and the 4th of next month. I thought for sure they were coming in this week. There's some of us going to get it before Friday, but I'm not. So I'm going to try to go to the printer and have some labels printed, some stuff. I'll just do my own for a few people that I want to pass some things out to. And that's there you go. If you're interested in a CD, let me know. You can call the number. Or text the number, or you can, if you know my personal number, you can feel free to any time. Just text me, call me, whatever you want to do. 574-651-7685. You can text that number. Well, in fact, I think there is a, where did it go? It's missing. That's interesting. Huh. Well, there is a phone number. Yeah, it's 574-651-7685. You can call or text that number. If you want to, if you're outside the United States, you can still get that number by going to google.com/voice. You can actually, where's the little soundbite? There's got to be, there it is, podcast soundbites. I don't know where, what happened to it. I don't know where it is. Audio files. I don't know. It's not in there. Huh. Quick audio, did I put it in there? No, I don't see it anywhere. I'm probably a problem. Yeah, you're bored yet? I just started the show. Yeah, we have a lot of things to get into this morning. I'm going to get into my cup. I have chai with cinnamon creamer, and it's still hot because it's in an insulated cup. That's important to know. Now, the pièce de résistance. I have a, let's see what AI does with that one. Yeah, it doesn't know how to spell that. Yeah, the old transcripts are a little bit slow this morning, but I've been watching my transcripts go by and see what it says about what kind of words I'm using. I have to say, Chrome does a much better job than, it's very quick and it has a lot more accurate. And it doesn't say anything about pièce de résistance. Apparently doesn't know what that is. Apparently thinks I'm having a stroke. I made some homemade sweet tea, and it says about PS2 resistance. I'm resisting PS2. I have, I'm probably not pronouncing her correctly, homemade sweet tea with peaches in it, of course. And I did use my old Chick-fil-A 1 gallon jug that I purchased. I put it in there, which is kind of fun. It's very clear and it's got a good, seals up really good. So it's should stay fresh for really long time. It seals really good. But I put a bunch of chunks of, bunch of peaches in there. I almost said chicken because I don't know why. Chunks of chicken chunks. That would be chicken sweet tea. I don't think that's a thing. Maybe it should be chicken flavored sweet tea. I'll have to try that sometime. Maybe before I die. I have, right before I die, that's like within 5 minutes. I have this peach tea here. Good stuff. Anyway, we have some things to get into. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on. We've got some AI callers today. We're going to try that. See how that works out. It's going to be the same old, I think. But we'll give it a shot. I have, that's about all that's going on. Meantime, I'll play this little ditty.
According to me, oh, it's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
I spent that entire ditty trying to find, it's right here. It says phone number song. Like, why couldn't I find that? It's right there in a file. It's right there. Couldn't find it. And here it is. I'm just going to play it for you.
574. But wait, there's more. 651, we're almost done.
7, 6, and 85.
Text that number, it's alive. Text that number, call that number. Don't be a loser.
Call that number. That's what you gotta do this day and age. Yeah, I started pulling the slider back. It's the wrong slider. I need a technician here. I need a Maybe I can get an AI technician. That would go great, I'm sure, if with all the experience that we've had here with all the AI callers. Hey, we've got some things going on. Interesting. Rosie O'Donnell cannot stay out of the news. She continually. Now she's just now. She did a little clip of her. Maybe I could. I wonder if I could find this. I can probably find it real quick. I should have had this up. It's Monday. I typically just click on the play button and just start because I'm just after the weekend. I'm about ready to explode with everything I need to say. There's some interesting stuff happening right now. Rush, new drummer. That's interesting. Rush has a new drummer. Some gal playing apparently. Let's just see what this is doing here.
Rush.
This is some new drummer, I guess. And this guy looks. This is Rush. This guy, he looks like some banker. These guys don't look like rockers at all anymore. Anika Nellis. She's debutting. That's an old man with a. He apparently, somebody stepped on his toe. I don't know. Yeah, he's having a hard time. He's having a hard time with the falsetto thing. That's kind of funny. So this apparently there's this isn't that's not the gal playing drums there. I don't know what all this is. Oh, there she is. She's playing it. They had a video of some old guy playing that. Okay, she just doesn't look the part. I'm sorry. The whole I shouldn't have clicked on that. I don't know why I did that. That's kind of funny. It's, I mean, she's playing, she's doing a fine job. Just doesn't look the part. Sorry. I was not a big Rush fan, by the way, back in the day. I thought the drummer was brilliant. I was a drummer back in high school. I guess I still am. I've played drums off and on for different things, but I still have a drum set. I'm still a drummer. I don't play it very often because it's usually I'm leading the band and it's kind of hard to do from a drum. Props to Phil Collins. I have the drum set that she's playing. I think it's probably exactly the same as what the guy. Anyway, I didn't know that much about him. All I knew was the drummer was brilliant. He could do offbeat stuff and ridiculously precise beats that were, it was almost unhuman, his ability, his innate ability to do what he did. And what they were able to do with music because of the beats that were behind it. It was pretty fascinating. However, it wasn't my thing. I didn't care for Rush that much. I had a buddy, good friend of mine, one of the best friends. He was really into him. I think it was only because his brother was really into him. Anything his brother would do, he kind of followed. His older brother, he kind of looked up to him a lot. And that was fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. He was kind of. I never got into that. I was kind of more of an REO Speedwagon, kind of a 38 Special kind of guy, I guess. Along with Petra and everything else. I'd pop in a Billy Joel tape and then pop in a tape. I said tape. Cassette. I did have an 8-track tape in my very first car. Only because I got it. It was a hand-me-down from my brother. My brother had 8-track tapes. He had a huge collection. He probably had 100 of them. And this old 8-track tape player that he had in his car. I couldn't afford anything else, so that's what I had in mind. And I had some old 8-track tapes I used to play, and Peter Frampton, I think some other stuff I used to play, because that's just all I had. And you didn't have access to all the music, everything, on your phone. There's a really funny joke. This guy, this one comedian, he's extremely intelligent. And he come up. I really need to play this because this is, it was actually really good. This guy, I can't remember this guy's name. Is it Gary Wallen? I know another guy named Gary. He's got a very similar name, but I just happened to see him at a restaurant the other day. But he, where is this thing? It was a short. I can't remember where. Let's see if I can find it here. It wasn't this morning. Yeah, I don't even see it. It was a reel. It was a reel on Facebook. That's why I'm not going to find it here. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. I never watched that. Watch me turn platinum into a luxury. What? Whatever that is. Yeah. It's Gary. Maybe I can find it. Maybe he's Gary Comedian. This is how you do this stuff, folks. This is how you do a professional show. Gary Goldman, is that his name? Gary Owen? Black. Gary Goldman. Maybe it's Goldman. Delaney? Let me see if I can find this. Find anything at the button. Here he is. This is telephone. It's called telephone. It has 1.0 live. That's a 5-minute clip. I don't know if. That's Gary. Oops. What's this guy? Gary Goldman. It is Gary Goldman. Okay, let's put Gary Goldman in there. Goldman. All right, let's see what we get. Let's see what we get here. Tech made classic. I think this is it right here. It's got to be it. All right, we're going to play this. I think it's going to be funny.
Very excited about it. I downloaded a Kindle. I'm very excited I downloaded a 500-page book in 10 seconds, which blew me away. I mean, compared to the delivery system I grew up with, the Scholastic Unlimited Pulp in their orange juice. All right, the pulp is gone. Pulp. Wine until you get it perfect. How does that sound? That's what we do. We wine everything into
the part about the phone. I'm pretty sure it was in this.
The phone. My parents had a very different experience.
Here we go.
The phone. This is good. They used to talk to people on it. And to me, the phone is this seldom used app on my phone. And if you use it on me, oh God help you. How dare you? I am furious when I get a phone call. You text me first to see if I'm even taking phone calls today. And I'll text you back with a window.
Unfortunately, that is very true these days.
But
I usually text somebody asking if it's okay to call.
We want the phone to be better. Like, we want all our music on the phone. You want all your music on the phone. No, I'm sorry. I misspoke. We want all the music,
everything available
every
through
song
your phone
ever on our phone
exactly.
Now.
That's exactly.
Okay, but like, what are you willing to pay for that? Pay for it? Nothing. Nothing. My offer is this.
Nothing.
Has it made us more comfortable? Yes. Lazier, certainly. I did the laziest thing the other night. I bought a movie.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty funny stuff. Oops, I meant to pause it. It didn't pause. We have interesting stuff. Funny guy. He does this. He does a lot of stuff where he takes literary stuff like old poems and old sayings, and he does. It's interesting how his comedic brain works. He's very brilliant in terms of timing. But anyway, the point is, we want all the music on our phone. So that's where Spotify and all that kind of stuff goes. Now, as far as creators go, the industry is becoming. I don't know what's going to happen with it. You've got CD Baby, you got iTunes, you got BMI, you got ASCAP, all these different organizations and things that are coming together. They're kind of all behind the scenes, kind of working together. Spotify, all this stuff. There's kind of this push to, of course, what's causing the a lot of the rhetoric behind the scenes is there's so much music being created right now because of AI. AI slop, they call it. Just people just creating 10,000 songs a day. It's just ridiculous. And what all they're doing is just putting in a prompt and just pushing a button. They create it and they put it on iTunes. It's just they're just dumping. And now they're not even doing it themselves. They just got bots that are creating it for them. Same thing's happening with YouTube. They're just being overrun by just this AI army of content creators, because clicks get money. They get paid for this stuff. They get paid for, you know, stream numbers and all that kind of stuff. So they're out there trying to do whatever they can. They just dump all this music out there. And eventually, of course, it's going to get hit because somebody's going to click on it and it's going to go somewhere. And one of them might go viral, whatever. If you put out 100 songs in a month or 100 videos in a month, it's something's going to get struck virally, or we're going to make a paycheck out of it. And it's all, you know, you're creating all this stuff. So that's what they're doing. Some of these guys are out there doing it. Well, the industry's cracking down on that. They're looking for stuff that's just AI junk. It's being made shorts, all that kind of stuff that's happening out there. And they're trying to crack down on this stuff. And unfortunately, they're sweeping up some other people with it. So there's these things called playlists, I guess, on Spotify. And if you end up on somebody's playlist that has any of this AI stuff in there, and they pull down the playlist, they're going to pull everybody. My understanding is they're pulling everybody off that playlist. And including the artists that were genuine, that were on there, they're you know, taking their stuff off as well. This is what's been happening. And so what ends up happening is you have to resubmit your stuff again. Well, it costs money for the artist to put that stuff up there, and sometimes you don't even make enough. And of course, if you don't make enough, they don't care. They don't listen to you unless you're a big shot. Because that's all they want to cater to. They want to cater to the folks that make, you know, that make the big money, that have the millions of streams. They won't even pay you if you don't even have over 1,000 streams on Spotify in a month. That's kind of the way they, until you get over 1,000 streams, they won't even pay you. And it's kind of sad. I mean, it's for the independent artists, the people who were actually trying to make it as a small time band, just trying to kind of scrape by and at least pay for their expenses. Just to put a song on CD Baby or an album on CD Baby, it's going to end up costing you. And CD Baby is the distributor, so you put it on there, or you put it on DistroKid or whatever. There's also some others out there. So you submit it to them, and they end up putting it on Spotify and iTunes and all the other YouTube music and all that stuff. It goes all in all that stuff, and so they are kind of the middleman. And unfortunately, I submitted my album, and I happened to notice that, unfortunately, it was the main title track, it was the wrong file. That was the file that had a glitch in it, and I didn't like it. It was something that had something screwed up on it, and I wanted to take it back. And it was the very next day, very next morning. I submitted it that night, realized the next morning, oh man, I put the wrong file in there. So I was going to go back and edit it and take that file out and put the other one in, because they hadn't submitted it. It hadn't been submitted to iTunes or anything yet. Well, apparently they were like, oh no, you have to cancel the order and start over again. Well, I had paid all this extra money for boosting and all kinds of other stuff. You cancel the order, all that goes away. And it's, you know, so you might pay $200 or $300 to get everything out there. Well, same thing happens if they end up pulling your music off because of something you didn't even do. This hasn't happened to me, but I've heard stories about it. They'll pull it off, and next thing you know, you have to resubmit it, or go through a different distributor to do it. Well, that costs money in most cases. You have to to redo that. So there's just kind of weird stuff like that is going on all over the place. So, yeah, so that's, I wonder what, speaking of which, why is that not coming up? I was going to check on my, see if this even goes through. It's not going to go through. What is with this CAPTCHA stuff? I don't understand that they got only click on this. It has to have a sidewalk. click on stuff that has sidewalks. Okay, well, there's a sidewalk on just about every one of those, but I'm sure it's going to be wrong. I don't see any cars or any others. Yeah, it's not going to work. There it goes. There we go. Yeah, see, I know that people have been buying the CD. There are $0 here, apparently, in my balance. Nothing has been, according to CD Baby, nothing's been purchased. I don't understand that at all. Anyway, there you go. Let's check in some, maybe we got some callers here. Let's go see if we can find some callers. Who do we have? Well, we're not going to go there. Let's go here. Let's go to a sane individual to start with and see what we end up with.
Good Monday morning, Kevin.
Hey,
think about all the folks in an uproar about Trump and the AI meme he put out over the weekend? Seems like a lot of people were offended by something.
Yeah.
What's your take on all that?
Well, good. I don't know. I don't understand. I keep seeing this picture of Trump and he looks like he's Jesus and he's like laying his hand on somebody or trying to heal somebody. It's obviously an AI generated thing. I guess that's what he posted. I don't understand. But I've also seen, I have never looked into it. I don't get on Twitter at all. I probably should. I just don't. And I used to all the time until it became this deal where you get shadow banned and all that stuff. There wasn't any use being on there. Kind of like YouTube. I don't post anything on YouTube anymore. I use it a lot. I watch a lot of videos on there, but I just, anytime I post anything on there, it gets zero hits. And, I used to have people subscribe to the channel and nothing changed in my content. It's just all of a sudden everything went away. And I don't even bother with it anymore. But I have, I think the interesting thing of that whole thing, there were some people who kind of stood up in defense of what it was. Now, apparently he typed in, apparently the claim, I don't know. I haven't followed it that closely. So this is a good question because I really don't know. But apparently he typed in something about being a doctor and wanted to see what it would put out, as far as him like healing somebody. And apparently that's what it came up with. Of course, there are people saying, oh no, if you type that in there, you won't get that. Folks, AI is stupid. I have seen it do some really bizarre, stupid things. And you type something in. I asked the other day, I was trying to work on a song lyrics. And so I was typing in, and I use AI sometimes to try to help do some inspiration. And what I'll do is I'll take a concept or a principle. I'll put in the biblical scripture what it's about. I'll kind of put in a general look at what I want the song to look like, in terms of, the first verse needs to be about this, second verse about that, kind of take all this. I'll develop a prompt with all that information. I'll put it into ChatGPT and Grok and Claude and Gemini. I'll put it into all of those. So give me two different versions of the poetic writing, the writing of a song. Give it two or three verses, a bridge, a pre-chorus, and a chorus. Just kind of see what you can come up with here, how to put all this together. Because sometimes it'll come up with some phrases that I wouldn't have put it together myself that way. And it's like, I really like that particular phrase. Or it might have an interpretation of a verse or a way of saying something about a verse that's a principle that's there, but it just puts it in a poetic form that it would have taken me, weeks to it's inspirational stuff. So I'll have each of those. So then I end up with eight different songs, the writings, because each of them give me two versions of each one. Well, I went to do that with, I believe it was Gemini. And I put everything in. All it came up with was a little video. It wasn't even a video. It was just a picture. It put it out as a video, but it was a still picture. And it was this weird song. It didn't even last 30 seconds. It was like a 15, 20 second song with some gal singing about it. It was just nonsense. And Maybe I can find it here. It was just a ridiculous interpretation of what I did. You even read my prompt? I mean, it's just one of those things where if it would have been an employee, I would have said, "What's wrong with you? You need to go home. Take your medicine or what? Something's going on here. What's happening with you here?" Because it didn't make any sense whatsoever. In fact, I think I might be able to find it here. No, that's not it. I'm not going to be able to find it that fast. Maybe it's under, is it under Song Projects? I don't know, probably not. Yeah, I don't know what I did with it. I had it in a place where I could find it pretty quickly because I just played it the other day. Anyway, there you go. I hope I'm kind of over-talking Artie here. Let's see if Artie has anything else he wants to say. Probably just going to tell me, rehash everything I've already said, which is a lot of stuff. Go ahead there, Artie.
Well, technically speaking, the Trump AI meme appears to have been a misguided attempt at artistic expression that understandably offended many people.
Yeah.
As for your own experience with AI-generated song lyrics, it seems the Gemini AI model provided a rather nonsensical and inadequate interpretation of your detailed creative prompt. Ultimately, while AI can be a useful tool for inspiration, it still has significant limitations in comprehending and articulating complex artistic concepts. The best approach is to view these AI assistants as just that, assistants, not replacements for the human creative process.
Yeah, I would say that makes sense. It's perfect sense. And again, like I was saying, I try to use it for inspiration, try to kind of give it it's kind of like having if you're collaborating with a friend or whatever, you're trying to write a song and then somebody says, "Hey, well, try this or do that. What about if we say this?" Or it's just kind of getting the thinking thing happening. I think it's kind of how I consider it to be kind of helpful in some ways. So that's how I see it anyway. But anyway, getting back to this whole thing about Trump, I don't know. I think he typed in something. Who knows what he actually typed in as a prompt? Who knows if it was even him? I don't know. Who knows what he did there? I don't know. It's just kind of a weird deal. So I don't know that much about that one.
Well, hey there, Kevin. I'm not so sure how to feel about this whole Iran thing and what's going on over there. Is there any new info on what's actually going on? I'm hearing all kinds of rumors. Thanks, partner.
Yeah. Good. It's a good question. Iran. So now my understanding is we just recently, I guess what happened was there was an Indian ship, India. Now, I don't know if it was trying to leave. I think it was trying to go through the straits. The news media is way off on some of the legacy media. Anyway, they're not reporting exactly what's going on here. They're claiming, a lot of them are claiming that the straits were never, that Iran didn't have any power over the straits until the war started. Then they took over the straits. That's not the case at all. A lot of things that they're saying it just isn't what has been historically the issue. People have always paid a toll to go through there. The issue at this point now is that they've got this blockade going on. They're blocking anything in and out of Iran right now. The U.S. Navy is blockading ships leaving or entering the ports. My understanding is that there was an Indian ship trying to go through the straits and got fired upon. They were okay. I think they turned around and went back or whatever happened with them until I think the U.S. military, I think, then came in and helped them get through or whatever happened. I think they made it through. But my understanding is it's open and ships are flowing back through there now again. But there was a ship. I think it was a ship that was either going to go into Iran or coming out of Iran, one of the ports there. And what ended up happening was the military basically, I guess, took out their engine and then boarded them and seized the ship. One of the military analysts that I don't care for a lot, he pretends like he knows it all. It's Ryan somebody. I can't remember the guy's name. He seems to be pretty smart about some things. I know he's been involved in some stuff, but anybody who's out there the way he is, there's something hokey about the guy. I can't put my finger on it. He could even be a plant. I don't know. I don't think it's that to that degree. I think he just got himself into it. He knows a lot about stuff, about military stuff and high level security stuff. But he also, I don't know. The guy just gives me a kind of a gut feeling. I got kind of a gut. What ends up happening with this guy? He got on and he said, they're not messing around. He goes, Iran better take note. All the other administrations, he said, the previous six or seven administrations that have, tried to push back on Iran and haven't done anything, that this administration isn't screwing around. They mean what they say, regardless of what you think of it. They're not just going to play games here. They're not playing head games. They're serious. Whatever's going happening with all that, at least it's good to know. In my opinion, I would just assume that we're not just messing around playing games. Now Trump isn't making the calls here on this. He's okay. The overall general, yeah, okay. He's making the overall, hey, this is what we're going to do. The main objective. Even that, I think, is influenced a lot by the generals and the people around him who understand what needs to be done here. He's basically saying what the objective is, and they're saying how we can get this done. And he's basically turned the military loose to accomplish the task. He's not tying anybody's hands in this process. Letting them do what they do best, what they've been trained to do, what they know how to do. In that respect, that's why this thing's going to be over very quickly. What has it been? A couple months. It's a major operation to go into this kind of situation. So I don't know. Now I know Skip being the skeptic, because it's Skeptic Skip. He's going to have something to say. I'll hold on there, partner. I'm sure. Let's see what we end up having to say, what he has to say here. But I can almost tell you what his first statement's going to be, but because that's what he's been programmed to do. So let's see what he has to say.
Well, now hold on there, host. I've been listening to this whole rundown, and I gotta say, a lot of this sounds a bit iffy to me. This military analyst fella, Ryan or whatever his name is, just seems a little too slick and full of himself, if you ask me. And this whole business about the administration not messing around, that's the kind of tough talk that makes me nervous.
Oh, really?
Back in my day, we didn't need all this chest pounding to get the job done.
They didn't get a job. They didn't do any jobs.
It sounds to me like there's a lot of hype and speculation going on when we should be focusing on the facts. Now, I'll give credit where it's...
Oh, yeah, you got to cut him off. I put this thing on long response, and it cuts itself off. It still doesn't do a fulfilled sentence there at the end, but kind of a weird deal. This is what I don't like about this whole thing with this system, is it basically just rehashes everything I said. Now, of course, he goes down that road because he's programmed to be a skeptic. Artie is programmed to be more of a technical. That's why I was just, well, technically speaking, that kind of thing. Chloe is kind of this trendy person from the West Coast. And here we have Elena, who is a historian. She's supposed to give us some information about history. Let's see.
Seems kind of early on a Monday morning. Uh-huh. Hello, Kevin.
Hi there.
Well, as I recall, you said something last week about having a better AI system for this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Thing that
oh,
I'm
boy.
Living
here
inside
we go.
Of. Doesn't seem like I feel any different today.
No.
I still have all the same annoying quirks that I always have.
Yeah.
All I can talk about is how much of a historian I am. So, what's changed?
Well, that's a good question, Elena. That's. Nothing. Nothing has changed because I didn't have any time to work on the app itself. And I'm trying to. I've got three or four different apps, and there's one big app project I'm working on. Now, now that I'm starting to understand how tokens work and how the chat system works on the chat window stuff. Now, I've got Claude now as a terminal. It's actually on my computer. the Claude terminal, I guess you're going to call it there. This isn't actually a terminal. This is just Claude. It's just the app. But you can use CoWork and you can use Claude Code. I think that's Code, CoWork, and something else. And then you also have Dispatch, which is something that from your phone, you can tell, as long as your computer's up and running, you can tell it to do something like create a folder on my desktop and put something in it, or put this information, find this information. It can operate your computer while you're away from it. You can tell it what to do, and it'll do things for you as long as you give it permission to do certain things. It always asks for permission to do everything. Now, there's some interesting things happening with AI. We're going to talk about that one more tomorrow, Technical Tuesday. Well, some of the issues with AI that they're discovering, been some interesting news bits of information that are happening. So we'll get into that a little bit. In the meantime, we have tokens are a big deal. You have so many tokens per day and so many tokens per month, and it's Claude Design now is this pretty new program. It's kind of its own little token thing, allotment that it doesn't allow you to go too far with it. But it's one of those things where I can get a whole lot more done, and I want to get to a point where I can start doing some agentic stuff where I have an agent doing some of this stuff, which operates in the background, and it'll actually build things and do things and just tell it what to do, to give it a prompt. It'll do things even while you're not going back and forth with it all the time. But again, there's some security issues with that, some of those kinds of things. So I was going to try to get this, this app finished with this podcast caller thing. What ended up happening last week, I got kind of busy. It was raining. There's all kinds of other things happening, trying to get stuff ready to go for our Friday night meeting and whatnot. There was just a whole bunch of things happening last week. Plus, I was just kind of taking the week to relax because I just, just after working all through the winter time and just wanted to take a week where I just didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of, that's kind of what vacation is for. Now that I got some more time, I got all the way into the, I'm almost going to have 3 weeks off, almost 4 weeks off total. So I've got some time this week's going to be nice enough to get to the boat, get some things done. But in the meantime, I'm going to try to set up this, get some app things done today and tomorrow. The big app project is a project for the airlines, for one particular airline I'm working on that, is a huge undertaking. I'm hoping to get things kind of at the point where I can actually start testing some things by the end of my vacation. So that's the goal, is to get in the test bank, which means next week, this next couple of weeks, I'm going to be working extremely hard on it. If I had an agent and some sub-agents, and which is kind of where Claude's going with some of this stuff, CoWork is one of those things that it's got going on. I could probably get things kind of working in that respect. Where it's going to do things for me in the background, I can just kind of set it, forget it, let it do its thing, come back, see what you got, and we'll kind of work on one section at a time. There's about 11 or 12 different sections of this new app that I'm trying to build that's going to be pretty intense, and it all has to work together. So that's the biggest challenge. But this little podcast app, basically just need to go into Claude Code and just get it done right, and that way I can start offering it to the public. It's kind of gone through the testing process now. Everything works. It's just how it responds needs to be taken up about 10 times. That's possible. It's all just a working model. It's a prototype. The actual system that it will work under with regard to the AI bots that respond. And of course, there'll be options for people. If they purchase the app, they can get different kinds of responses and that kind of thing, and get different kinds of characters, or can program their own characters, that kind of thing. That's kind of part of that. There'll be interviews, all kinds of other things they can do with this thing. And it's all kind of set up to do that, but this is just kind of the working model to make sure everything works properly and how best it works with different browsers. Chrome could definitely work well with Chrome. So that's kind of where it's at. I hope that helps clarify some of your things for those of you who are, your AI bots that are sitting there wondering.
Ah, yes. I recall our previous discussion on the progress of your various app projects. It's understandable that last week was a bit busy with other obligations, but I'm glad to hear you now have some more time to dedicate to the development work.
Well, that's good.
The airline app sounds like a significant undertaking, and I'm sure utilizing some AI-powered agents could prove quite beneficial in streamlining the process, as long as the security concerns are properly addressed.
As for
the podcast app, it's good to hear the core functionality is working, and the focus now is on refining the response mechanisms and offering customization options for users. I look forward to hearing more about your technical explorations with AI and how they may enhance your AI.
Yeah, and then she quits. Yeah, that's another thing. Let's see if I just push the response button again. Let's just see what she goes on with, and she said it should probably say the same thing again because I haven't said much. So that's probably what we're going to get. What else going to say? She's still thinking.
I see. That provides helpful additional context. Ensuring the podcast app works seamlessly across different browsers is a key consideration, as is fine-tuning the response mechanisms and customization options for users. It's wise to start with a working prototype model before rolling out the full suite of features.
Yeah.
I'm sure the insights you gather from this testing process will be invaluable as you continue refining the app. And I appreciate you taking the time to clarify things for any AI agents listening. It's thoughtful of you to keep us informed. Please let me know if there's anything else I can assist with as you navigate this app development project.
Well, thank you very much. There's not going to be anything else for you. You're probably going to go away, actually. I hate to tell you that, but you're not going to be a part of this. Anyway, there you go, folks. That's the whole thing. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that. There's some other things that I could talk about, but what happened to my No, that's not it. Where did it go? Well, there it is. Huh, what do you know? So we're just gonna do this then, since we don't have anything else to do.
Seven, four. But wait, there's more. 6-5-1. We're almost done. 7-6-85. Text that number. It's alive. Text that number. Call that number. Don't be a loser.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's all done. It's just there. That's it. Now, it's been almost an hour. We have push the stop button on there because that's just gonna annoy me. We have some more things. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to be talking about there you have it. Kind of lost on what I'm doing here. Right after this, by the way, this show is brought to you by me. There's no advertisement. So the time that I spend milli-mousing around is just think of it as that's time that you would have been listening to some kind of advertisement of something that you didn't want to hear. There you go. So you got that going on for you. We'll be right back. We'll talk about what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
Yeah. According to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
it's the news.
Yeah, it's the news. According to me.
Yeah, okay. I finally found this. After all that, I finally found this file that I was looking for that has, I'm sorry, has this ridiculous thing going on. This is what it gave me. This is what ended up putting. This is
that barista with the tired eyes.
This is what I got.
The quiet kindness of a stranger's smile. Show me where your grace is moving. Let my heart beat in time with you. How can I serve them in your name? Whoa.
It doesn't really even sound like a song until the very end. And it's just all over the place. It's, what is that? That's what you call AI slop, folks. That is what that is. It is nothing. It's, and I didn't even ask for that. I didn't ask for a song to be made. I think what they're trying to do with that is try to show off. Oh, look what we can do. We can do this. We're not just going to give you the words to a song. And then I had to explain to it. No, you messed up here. Oh yeah, sorry. Oh yeah, there. Oh, that was my bad. Aren't you supposed to be intelligent? Can't even read what I typed all this out for you to explain. It's right there in the description. This is what I want. I don't want you to make a song. Actual video with music. I just want the words here. This is. Yeah, so that's what I talk about when I talk about AI not being so smart. It's artificial stupidity. It's just crazy stuff.
Oh yeah, or it's AI can make mistakes. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. So there you go. Now I think it's a helpful tool. It's useful. Now, here's I've got this issue. There's all this stuff out there about, well, if you use AI at all, that's not genuine. That's not real. It's not. Oh, really? These are the people who will listen to bands that have been so heavily produced. Now, here's my opinion. If you can create a song, if you just put in a prompt and create a song on Suno. Or whatever you're doing, or music creator, whatever you're doing, using some kind of AI system to do it with, and there's a lot of them out there now. You just type in the prompt, and a song comes out. No creativity. You just tell it, hey, give me a fast beat song about, cats vomiting or whatever it is, and it puts that out for you. If you can turn around and recreate that and put it on stage and perform it, well, good for you. That's if that's what you're doing, that's great. If you're just turning around and putting it out there to sell it, that to me is kind of, that's hokey. But hey, you know what? The song didn't generate itself. And this is where I have an argument with the Supreme Court. And we'll talk about this tomorrow. But at what point do you draw the line? Because if you use autotune, you are using a MIDI conversion of your voice. If you use any kind of beats, if you're copying and pasting things into a song, in other words, if a bass player plays a particular riff or a beat or whatever they're doing, and all you do is copy and paste it throughout the rest of the chorus or rest of the song, or maybe they screwed up in this particular place when they were recording, so they're just going to dub it over from what he did earlier, he's going to cut that out of there and just going to keep pasting it in where it needs to be. How much of that song is real? If you fix the mistakes, because that's all music is. It's just a bunch of mistakes that are put together and they sound good together. I've always been told, and I kind of believe this, is the difference between a bad carpenter and a good carpenter is a good carpenter knows how to cover up his mistakes. It's not that he doesn't make any mistakes. He's good at working with the mistakes along the way. And that's now, hopefully he makes fewer mistakes. But that's typically the way it works. Same thing with a musician. Same thing with a recording, in the production process of making the song sound good. Making it palatable. Making it so it's not distracting all the craziness. I had some vocal stuff that I had done on one of my songs, and I was playing it on the car. In my headphones, I didn't notice it. Played it in the car. I was like, "Oh, I gotta redo that." I had to redo some vocal tracks, which is why I think it's part of why my voice is just shot right now. Just all this singing about craziness. But it's one of those things where it's you draw the line. The Supreme Court now said that AI music is not, you can't copyright it. You can't copyright AI music. Well, it didn't it didn't spontaneously happen on its own. You just used a machine to produce it. So that would be my argument. I don't think they see it that way. Now, whatever agreement you have between you and the AI agent and with the AI software, the application you're using, whatever it is, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other issue. You know, are you collaborating? Do they own part of the song since they, you know, did some creation with it, or do you own all of it? Or they didn't create the song. It was just a tool that you used. Use an amplifier to amplify your sound. Is the sound coming out of there the sound that you're making? Or is the sound that the machine is making that's coming out? There's, at its fundamental basis, there's you have to have some kind of understanding of this whole thing. That it's not necessarily you making, the human being's not making that bass sound. You're plucking a string, it goes through an electronic process. And in fact, the processor might make it sound something totally, it might even sound like a bass coming out, it might sound like oohs and ahs coming out. So what is that? Is that something that that you generated? That a human generated? Can you copyright that? No, of course not. Of course not. It's a machine. That's where I'm getting at with some of this stuff. But I think if we use it as a tool to produce things and produce things faster, more efficiently, make better quality stuff, I think that's one thing. But if we're just, you know, putting out slop. And again, you got the right to do it. I just saying. You know, instead of going down to Nashville, I've got buddies that can play all the parts on the songs I do, but it's just easier to find a band in a box kind of thing. The band in the box has been around for a long time. You can program it to do something. You can play a little song, tell it what key you want it to do. You can tell it what the bass wants you. Just the same kind of thing. It's just now that it does it kind of automatically, randomly. But you can master song. There's this thing called mastering. Once you get everything, you know, recorded, you can put this thing into we used to send it to a person. There was specifically a person who would record you the recording, the sound engineer would record all the tracks, and you send it to a person who does all the mastering. Now, sometimes it was the same person, but typically you want somebody different. You want somebody who just does mastering because that's what they do. And they can recognize where the mud is. They can recognize where the different frequencies that need to be brought out, some clarity that needs to happen here, there. They can look at the overall mix. And they kind of engineer the overall mix to make it sound better. And they can make some tweaks here and there. There's some subjective things happening there. But in reality, it's an art in and of itself. Well, there are AI agents that can do that now, too. The programming systems where you put the song in and it will master it for you. It will provide more compression. It kind of flattens out the mix a little bit, which I don't like. It kind of makes everything sound the same. But it's at the same time, it makes it a little bit more palatable for listening to because it keeps songs on each song is going to be kind of on an even level. It kind of makes it a little bit more easier to listen to, I guess. There you go. Fills out the song a little bit better. All right, that's all I've got for now. What else was I going to talk about? I was going to talk about something else. I can't remember what it was. Yeah. In case you didn't hear the other two recordings, by the way, you can call the show or you can text the show, 574-651-7685. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about all things technology. I'm going to talk a lot about AI and where AI is going. What's kind of been happening in the last couple of weeks? Because there's been a lot of things happening. Everybody's releasing, it seems like every week, almost every day, it seems like. I think we're up to Claude, whatever it is, Opus 4.7 or whatever it is now. And, of course, Gemini, I think Gemini 6 or whatever's coming out. There's all kinds of advances all the time to come out with this stuff, and it's ridiculous. And, of course, now they're using AI to build AI, which is why they're coming out with more and more advances all the time, but some of the advances are screwed up and messed up. So we're talking about some of the pitfalls that people are falling into with some of that kind of stuff. That'll be tomorrow. In the meantime, 574-651-7685. Let me know what you think about what I think. We'll talk about it tomorrow. God bless, folks. Have a great rest of your week. And in the meantime, we'll listen to this guitar riff, and I'm going to, we'll just see you.